The Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, says government wants a full disclosure of all judgment debts to ensure transparency and openness. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Ablakwa identified recklessness on the part of public officials as being responsible for the accumulation of these debts.
Despite our challenges, we remain credible. At least what we are doing now, the full sunshine, full disclosure, is very good. It shows that when you come here and you meet an anti-business party like the MPP, you can go to court. Our courts are fair. The courts are likely to give you judgment, and it will be paid. It will be discussed publicly. Everybody will know the merits, and will name and shame the public officials who misconduct themselves. So no reckless public official get away with recklessness.
Why is government rushing to pay judgment debts with the taxpayers' money?
If government was in a rush to pay judgment debts, why is it that the properties of AMA, the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, is on sale? Why have we not paid City and Country Waste so that they leave the AMA properties alone? The matter which is pending in court has nothing to do with whether Isofoto has a case or not. That has been settled. We even went on appeal about whether there was international transaction. All of that has been settled. What is in court, which the court will rule on Friday, is the Ministry of Agric's account, which has been garnished. We are trying to get the court, get Isofoto to take their hands off that account because of the implication, because of the consequences. The Japanese government is not enthused. That is the leg which is in court. It has nothing to do with the merit of this case. This case has been determined in all the facts that have been made available. And it is clear that the MPP were reckless. They were out to just pursue vendetta. That is all, like we have seen in other cases like the Africa Automobile case.
Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa. The Director of Communications of the NPP, Nana Komia, on the other hand, says the NDC government has the penchant for paying judgment debts without waiting for the courts to give the go-ahead.
The matter as to whether it was the government's fault that they didn't get a foreign exchange, because the contract said that the money shall be paid to you in cedis at the going rate, and the government paid the money to you in cedis at the going rate. The government delayed by a few weeks. If you didn't get the money, the foreign exchange on the market, you haven't arranged with a bank, so you went to Cow Lane and you couldn't get all the money, and it took you 9 months. Is it the government's fault? But you see, those are issues that have to be determined by the courts. But this government is so anxious to pay that they wouldn't wait for the court. If, as Isofoto found, judgment is going to be given on Friday, so the matter is still in court. Why are you rushing to pay? You're rushing to make political capital. You see, and I'm telling you, if this was just an isolated case, you could say, oh, well, maybe it's just one of those things. But it is not an isolated case. You can see a pattern of this government rushing to pay judgment debts for reasons that you don't understand.
Director of Communications of the NPP, Nana Komia.